turned to was certain to humiliate Robert, his love affair with Jean Tatlock. "Between 1939 and 1944, as I understand it," Rob asked, "your acquaintance with Miss Tatlock was fairly casual. Is that right?" Oppenheimer: "Our meetings were rare. I do not think it would be right to say that our acquaintance was casual. We had been very much involved with one another, and there was still very deep feeling when we saw each other." Rob: "How many times would you say you saw her between 1939 and 1944? Oppenheimer: "That is 5 years. Would 10 times be a good guess?" Rob: "What were the occasions for your seeing her?" Oppenheimer: "Of course, sometimes we saw each other socially with other people. I remember visiting her around New Year's of 1941. Rob: "Where?" Oppenheimer: "I went to her home or to the hospital, I don't know which, and we went out for a drink at the Top of the Mark. I remember that she came more than once to visit our home in Berkeley." Rob: "You and Mrs. Oppenheimer?" Oppenheimer: "Right. Her father lived around the corner not far from us in Berkeley. I visited her there once. I visited her, as I think I said earlier, in June or July of 1943. Rob: "I believe you said in connection with that you had to see her." Oppenheimer: "Yes." Rob: "Why did you have to see her?" Oppenheimer: "She had indicated a great desire to see me before we left. At that time, I couldn't go. For one thing, I wasn't supposed to say where we were going or anything. I felt she had to see me. She was undergoing psychiatric treatment. She was extremely unhappy." Rob: "Did you find out why she had to see you?" Oppenheimer: "Because she was still in love with me." Rob: "Where did you see her?" Oppenheimer: "At her home." Rob: "Where was that?" Oppenheimer: "On Telegraph Hill." Rob: "When did you see her after that?" Oppenheimer: "She took me to the airport, and I never saw her again." Rob: "That was in 1943? Oppenheimer: "Yes." Rob: "Was she a communist at that time?" Oppenheimer: "We didn't even talk about it. I doubt it." Rob: "You have said in your answer that you knew she had been a communist?" Oppenheimer: "Yes, I knew that in the fall of 1937. Rob: "Was there any reason for you to believe that she wasn't still a communist in 1943?